I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, my colleague and friend and co-host. And we welcome Jacob Nagel, Professor Jacob Nagel, a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a visiting professor at the Technion Aerospace Engineering Faculty. Malcolm, I'm going to push this onto you because you're the geeky one of us, and we're talking about national defense. So please, your first question for the professor.
Yes. First of all, thank you for being on, Jacob. We've wanted you for a long time. As a former national security advisor to Prime Minister Netanyahu, the current meetings that took place in the last days of the respective national security advisors of Israel and the United States, how important is this dialogue, and especially in view of the apparent distancing by the Biden administration from the Natanz incident and the events in the Red Sea?
First of all, the two parts of the questions are not correlated directly, but I will try to answer both of them. First of all, it's always very, very important that the two national security advisors are talking to each other, are reflecting what their bosses wants to pass to each one. So when Meir Ben-Shabbat and Jake Sullivan are talking, it's always good. And of course, there are a lot of other people in the room. I attended and I ran some of those sources in the past, and it's very, very important. Now, the most important thing here is now that the United States is the biggest ally of the state of the Israel. And it's very, very important that the two sides can share their ideas, even when they don't agree on some issues. Now, the issue on the table today is the try to negotiate or try to bring back the Iranians to the table to negotiate on returning to the very, very flawed, faulty nuclear agreement called JCPOA. Israel didn't like this agreement. We explained all the time to our friends from the United States and from other places it is not good. After 5 years, we understand now much, much better how much it was bad. Now, we are finding ourselves now in a situation, that, and it's absurd, that the United States and the world and is trying to push back the Iranians to the table just to convince them to come. They want to get payments. And what is the main goal after they'll come? To convince them to go back to this faulty agreement. It's very, very bad, and it's a mission impossible to go back to this agreement because of the changes, that have happened to the world since 2015 until today. In the progress of the Iranians on advanced centrifuges and others, and all the findings that we find now, the IAEA and other organizations find all the violations that Iran is doing. So those meetings are very important that we are passing our concerns. We are telling our good friends why they should not do what they are doing today. I don't know what will be in the end because the people in the administration today that are dealing with bringing back the Iranians to the table are the same people that signed those agreements 6, 5, 6, 7 years ago. So I'm sure they think it was a good idea to do it. Even so, we see that the Iranians are doing what they want, not what the world is wanting.
Malcolm, you had a second part. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you that in view of the changing situation, there were announcements, and one of which I know you wrote about, the advanced new high-tech Gaza security barrier, the changes in Iron Dome and its capabilities to shoot down cruise missiles and other projectiles. How do you assess this affecting Israel's security posture, and why is it so important in view of the past experience?
Yeah, this is a much easier question. You're talking about two things that are happening. One is, of course, we celebrated this week 10 years for the first interception of the Iron Dome, first operational interception in Gaza of the Iron Dome that was in April 2011. So in 10 years, more than 2,500 missiles were intercepted and a lot of lives and property damages saved. Now, I had the privilege to be the head of the Nagel Committee that advised the government of Israel to go for Iron Dome against a lot of opposition. Now, it's very, very important because, and of course, there is a lot of support from the United States, starting Obama and then Trump, and now I'm sure Biden. In this case, it's a bipartisan to help Israel to defend its citizens against the violence and terror coming from Gaza or from the northern borders. Now, the changes that we are doing to Iron Dome all the time are very, very important because we are making sure that it will be more suitable to the changing threats that we are facing around us. So UAVs or even cruise missiles or missiles that are coming from long range. We have to remember that Iron Dome is one in a series of systems like David Sling and Arrow from the lower tier, middle tier and upper tier, all of them are protecting the state of Israel. The good thing also about Iron Dome is that the United States Army bought now two systems, and it's great if those two systems will be will help to save and to protect American forces when they are not in usually when they are not in the United States, when they are abroad, like in Iraq or Afghanistan or other places. So it's very, very important. This is why also we have to adjust this system to the new threats. The other thing, it's a new one, is that according to the Israel National Security Strategy that Prime Minister Netanyahu published, we want to make sure that we have borders to protect us against our enemies around us. There was the border in the West Bank, there were other borders. The last one, just now finishing, it's a three-layer border that we have between Israel and Gaza. It's underground, tens of meters. I cannot say the exact numbers, but it's going to take from the Hamas one of his main weapons, is the tunnels, especially the tunnels, the terror tunnels that are going into Israel. This wall is going to cut all the tunnels. It has also an upper level barrier like the one we did with Egypt, and it's also have a virtual barrier based on intelligence, surveillance, poles with cameras, visit, all those kind of things. It will for sure prevent or at least lower down the dangerous and the attacks from our southern border. And at the end, probably we'll have a border around us. We have now 60-70% of Israel surrounded by borders, very, very sophisticated one. It's cost a lot, but it's preventing attacks on Israel, and it saves life and property.
Professor, we just have a couple of minutes, so a quick question. There's an article at the Washington Institute saying that there's an undeclared war between Israel and Iran at sea, and there's danger of escalation. Is the escalation already here? Is it already escalated, Professor?
Again, there are things that we are talking about, there are things that we are not talking about. Israel is doing what she needs to protect its assets, and from time to time we have to keep our deterrence, keep our credible military threats. So if we see, for example, a smuggling from Iran to Syria or to Lebanon, or maybe precise guided munitions or others, or even smuggling of oil to Syria, Israel should do what we need to do. Of course, usually we are not claiming responsibility of. And yes, the Iranians are trying to retaliate. They are trying to attack again, as happened yesterday. But according to the foreign press or other things, you know, things are happening in Natanz, things are happening in other places. Qasem Soleimani is not with us anymore. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, the head of the nuclear, the military nuclear program of the Iranians, is not with us anymore. So Israel keeps its word to protect itself by itself. We are now on the 73rd Independence Day of Israel. We are not like in the old days that we had to count on others. Of course, the United States is very important, our best allies, but Israel is strong, the IDF is strong, and we know what to do in order to protect our people and our country.
Professor Jacob Nagel is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, a visiting professor at the Technion Aerospace Engineering Faculty, Malcolm Holmline Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.